You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in Cocoa, Florida. We are heard on AM 1510, WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and all over God's magnificent planet.
Amen.
As well as online, Miss Ellen.
That's right. 1510 WWBC. You select that as a .com, and you can listen live. Right? Did it come up? You can listen live by hitting that listen live button on any one of your listening devices. And then, of course, it's also archived on the show. You just hit the on demand button and you can select by date. Of course, if you go to the Sita Media Inc. website page, you can search by name or topic of any one of the shows. And then, of course, we share everything on our Facebook pages as well. So lots of ways to listen, lots of ways to get the show afterward. Everything is downloadable, so it's a MP4. People are allowed to share and use it for all of their marketing purposes. But after 14 years and usually two guests a show, we've got lots of great interviews on there and lots of love.
We have.
And I just taught everybody in the room AI.
Yes.
So, you know, here we go. Here we go.
So on Mondays, Ellen and I sit here for an hour that is, thank God, sponsored by our guests or our ongoing sponsors or people who just love our show. And we talk about kitchen table topics. We talk about things that are going on around our state, around our nation, and around the world. And we make a difference because our show is fun. It's very, very informative. We give out valuable information, and most important, Ellen, people keep the information sometimes in their pocketbooks, or they put it on their refrigerators, or they use it that day, but they've got the information in their brain about what they learn on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.
And so many times people don't know about the resources and the folks that we have in the community that are creating like great worlds for everyone, much like the guests that we have today. So
that's right.
We'll get right
into
it.
So today we have two in-studio guests, actually three. We've got with us our friends from Love, Inc. And, you know, I was just browsing around, fooling around on the computer as usual, and up pops this flyer that we're going to chat about in a little bit. It's an annual gathering celebrating 20 years, on October 10th. So that's 20 years, and it's from 6 to 8, and we'll talk about this, and it's going to be at the Hilton with Love, Inc. And so that's why I said, let me reach out to Tangi and Christy and see if they want to come back on the show and we could promote this event, which I already signed up for. So today we've got Christy Stewart, who is the executive director of Love, Inc., and she brought with her our friend Tangi Combs. And Tangi is, boy, she's got a new title and it's kind of long.
Yes, I do.
It sounds like she's exploring. She is the exploration coordinator at Love, Inc. Our second segment is going to be with my good friend and your good friend, Ellen, from our ABWA sister, Shari Tabbitt. And she, boy, what a great business. Shari is your aunt, your cousin, your sister, your best friend, your neighborhood watch, law enforcement, everybody wrapped up in one. Yeah. In her new business, Space Ghost Home Watch and Concierge Services. In other words, she makes you feel important when you go away that someone is looking after your home.
And I remember
it's
us
so
talking
wonderful.
About this 7 or 8 years ago at Long Doggers in Lindy Atlantic. Writing it on a paper napkin. Those are my best business plans.
Wow. It's wonderful, isn't it? When a plan comes together.
I love it.
Yeah,
and a plan. No, she did it all. It was fantastic.
So Sherry's going to be on. Sherry, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
All right. And so, but let's go right to Christy and Tangi. I'm going to let Christy go first and chat with us a little bit about the mission statement for Love, Inc. right here in in Brevard County, Florida. Melbourne, actually.
Yes. And thank you so much, Sita, for having us back on. We always love to come and just chat with you guys ahead of time and get caught up on life. So we're happy to be here. So our mission at Love Inc. is to mobilize the church to change lives and communities in the name of Christ. So basically what that means is we provide very tangible ways for the church to come alongside people in need. And the people that we serve, we're walking with them spiritually, physically, emotionally, and relationally so that they can be set free and be sustainable and be all that God has for them. And the people that we serve, it's a hand up, not a handout. So they have to be part of the process. And we really wrap resources around them from the community and from our partner churches. We currently have 63 partner churches, and they all have their gifting and what they can bring to the table to come around people in need.
And Christy, what is your role there? What exactly the CEO does? I love Inc.
Yes. So I serve as the executive director, but primarily I am focused on deepening relationships with our pastors and our churches, our community partners, other nonprofits, and also really working with other organizations that are involved with our different community woes. So like homelessness and domestic violence and drug addiction and foster care, and really collaborating and saying, how can we make community woes brief and non-recurring here in Brevard County? And I believe that we can do that when people get involved and make a difference with whatever they're called to do.
Right. And that brings us to Tangi. It does take a village, doesn't it?
It really does. It takes a village and then some.
Right. And so what is your role now? We know you had a different title before. Now you're exploring.
Yes, I am like Dora the Explorer. For churches and businesses and agencies and nonprofits in Brevard County.
You're approachable.
Yes, I am. And so it's really a part of my makeup to be able to go out and find people who are really doing what they're called to do, but they need help. And they don't know how to maybe fulfill the call of helping people in need. They think they can do it alone, or maybe that they should do it alone. But at Love Inc., we're saying you don't have to do it alone. So that's my job. I go out and we bring the community in. We partner together. Unity is one of our biggest things that we do. We bring everybody together so that they can help more people in need and not just those in their immediate community.
Right. And you guys offer a lot of services. When people say to me, I know I was talking to somebody at work and they're like, well, what exactly do they do? So you tell us, any one of you guys, Tangi or Chrissy, what exactly you do. Let's take an imaginary person that comes in, a couple with children who just lost their home and the guy lost his job. Mm-hmm. And they need, that's a disaster in the making. So you need a friendly person. You need a hand up.
You do. You need a hand up. And one of the biggest things that we love to do is affirm dignity. You cannot give a person dignity. Only God can do that. But you can definitely affirm their dignity. And we come around people in need. And we offer things that they might need, like auto repair or home repair or mental health counseling. Sounds like that very scenario that you just said qualifies for all of those things. We have mentors in our call center that are trained to walk with people in need through their need and not just around it, to give them that hand up that they need. They'll call in once a week and talk with them if they need mental health counseling. We're able to partner them to resources that we have through our businesses in the community. Home repair is huge. It's one of the things that keeps people from being homeless. We believe that if we can go in and repair the kitchen or repair the bathroom or the ceilings, that's just one less family that we'll find on the streets, and we can keep them safe inside their home.
Well, what a great concept, right? And Brevard County, people are so generous in this county.
Yes.
If you ask, they come.
Yeah.
Right, Chrissy?
Yes, absolutely.
I see that all the time. If you say to someone, I need, before you know it, there's 15 people lined up. So how do you go about finding the volunteers and the people to help with Love Inc. and the mission work that's taking place?
Well, we definitely do that through our partner churches, but really word of mouth. You know, we have a thrift store at the corner of Sarno and Apollo, and our offices are actually there as well. And so we're always sharing with people that come in and shop that there's opportunities to volunteer. We have a lot of our clients that volunteer for different resources. Again, we're really looking to say to that person that has time, what is your gift set and what has God called you to do? And we're going to plug that in, even if it may not be directly with our clients. And I'll just share an example. So one of the things that we're working on with the community is putting together a cold night shelter. Because this last winter, we found out in the city of Melbourne that there was not one. So one of our partner pastors opened up his church just for that immediate need. But then a week later, he said, let's get all the players to the table. And he said, Love Inc., we need you there. So we were there, and we collaborated with all the organizations in that space. We met with Mayor Alfrey of Melbourne, and he went to the council, and they're giving us any community center when it goes below 45. But what we've done, and we're working closely with the Brevard Homeless Coalition, is we are packaging what it means to have a cold night shelter, because a week later, we opened one up at one of those community centers for 3 nights. And it was fantastic. And Love Inc. was really in charge of getting the volunteers. And so now we're packaging it, and we're going around to each city in Brevard who does not already have a cold night shelter and saying, hey, this is how you can put together a cold night shelter. All of the, you know, from A to Z. Our role is going to be continuing to help look for space and bring in those volunteers. So I would say anybody listening today that has a heart, we will fully train you, and you can come and work with homeless people at a cold night shelter. That's just one example of you know, coming alongside people in need. And we had a gal, by the end, it was so beautiful. I mean, this was life-changing for me to work at this cold night shelter. You know, the first night it's like, you know, what is your name? And then by the third night it was, hi, John, hi, Kim. And there were a couple of folks that I thought would be great for transformation, because that's what we're looking for. Who is ready for change? And one of the gals came and became a client, and we were able to help her get her housing. But she also had her teeth knocked out from domestic violence.
Oh.
And so we work with business partners here in Brevard County that will give us a discount. Well, one of our dental partners does it pro bono. He was able to give her a whole new mouth. And, you know, talk about dignity. That's talk about huge. Life-changing. I mean, that, to come alongside her. And, again, we were walking with her weekly, so we were encouraging her, praying with
talk
her.
Talk about being at the right place at the right time. And that is divine intervention.
Yeah, it was.
It really
yeah,
is.
It was beautiful.
Well, you know, for our listeners who are just tuning in, we're speaking with Christy Stewart and Tangie Combs with Love Inc. of Brevard. And we're speaking today about all the great things they're doing for the residents of Brevard County, Florida, and people who move to Brevard as well that needs assistance. The mission of Love Inc. is to mobilize the church to transform lives and communities in the name of Jesus Christ. And I have to tell you, even though I'm a Hindu, when you prayed with me and hold my hand, I do feel good. I really do feel that spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
I do. And if it's love. It's all about love and unity, like Tangie said. And Tangie, you know, the other thing that you guys do really well is you have the thrift shop that you encourage people not to come there and goof around and sit down there and fool around and not do what they're supposed to do. Like, don't come there and sit and fool around and right. just because
that's
you want
Sita,
to.
That's Sita and the mother and Sita coming up.
Yeah, if you want to come there and you want to help yourselves and you want to, you know, get a solid base for your children, yourself, your friends, you come there and you learn something. Love Inc. has people in place to teach you about financial literacy, teach you about getting a home, teach you about coming to church and not just saying you're going to church, but actually go to church and learn something. Yes. So you guys actually do this kind of stuff, but you're not telling people to just come by if they want to come there just because they want a place to be. You have to come and work in the thrift shop, get your hours in. Talk to us a little bit how they can work that off.
So our clients, because we're a hand-up ministry, when they come in and ready for transformation, there are things that they need. So we are not oblivious to the needs that they may have. It could be a couch or a bed for their daughter. And so if they're in transformation, like getting mental health counseling right now, we want to pay for that. And we pay normally half of the amount of money, because we believe if you have skin in the game, you will better be able to sustain a life well lived. And so if they can come in and get 80% off of thrift store prices, and we have some really good stuff. Y'all need to come Sarno and Apollo, 830 North Apollo Boulevard at the Village Thrift Store. We have amazing things. And so if they're getting 80% off, but they still cannot afford the 20%, they can volunteer at $10 an hour credit to be able to purchase the things that they need. And we see it all the time. When they purchase it, something happens. They're empowered because they're choosing that couch. We're not just giving you any old couch.
Like you said, they have skin in the game.
They have skin in the game.
I think anytime you have skin in the game, it's a good thing.
Oh,
whether
yeah.
it's at work or play, no matter where it is.
Once
if
again,
you put
it
in
the
hard
dignity.
Work. Well, it's hard
it's
work and tears,
part.
Right?
Yeah.
Aspiration, right?
Yes.
And ambition.
Yes.
And you promote all of those things. So, Christy, you know, one of the things that Love Inc. does really well is you guys... You go out in the community and you partner with so many businesses to help.
Yes.
What else, what's next for Love Inc.? I mean, you guys are always evolving. You know, you're in Titusville,
yes.
right?
Yes.
You partner with so many churches.
Yes.
The more people hear about you, they're like, oh, that's such a positive thing they're doing. I want to tag along with this.
Yes.
Now you're doing other things.
Yes.
That so tell our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, what a great concept you came up with to have something at the Hilton. Talk about dignity and ambition and making people feel good about a church and what you're doing.
We are very excited about our annual gathering. It is a free 5-star dinner at the Hilton Rialto. And the reason it's free, because we are celebrating the church and all that they have done to change people's lives over the last 20 years. So it is not a fundraiser. We have worked with different business sponsors to take care of the cost of the meal. We have some of our previous, our two previous executive directors coming to celebrate with us. And we've got a whole program lined up. It will involve some celebrations of how we have helped people in need from our clients. So we want to invite the community. So
wait a minute. Time out. How did you guys get, how did you make this happen? Because so many people in Brevard want to do something like this, and they can't. It is divine intervention.
Is.
Someone came forward with, how, is this the first one, or have you done this before?
This is our very first.
And the idea came up, how?
The Holy Spirit.
How did I know she was going to say that? I mean, it's amazing, though,
that
because when she said free, I remember sending the flyer to someone, and I was like, that you got. And I said, well, if you want to make a donation, you can. That would be our role, is to go enjoy it, listen to the speakers, and make a donation. That's what good people do, right? but I mean, doesn't matter who you are. Go and eat a meal and listen. You might get some inspiration from there as well. So
but
how
truly,
did that come up?
It really, just really when we think about just how moving it is, that the number of people that have been involved with Love Inc. to help people in need, it is absolutely astounding over the last 20 years. And so we want to celebrate the volunteers, the churches, who have come and have been feet on the ground and have done the hard work of walking with people in need. And let me tell you, it's mutually beneficial, because those that serve are just as much changed as those that are serving.
Correct.
And so really, we just said, you know what? We want this to be a free event. We want to say thank you. 20 years.
Yeah, it's from the heart, right?
Yes.
Really, and I can feel it. And the thing is, too, when you do an event like this and you open it up to the community, a lot of things are happening at the same time, because oftentimes you get invited to something and they give a lot of awards and certificates to certain people for being volunteers. But what you're saying is the entire community deserves this.
They deserve it. 100%.
Yes. They do.
Our nonprofit partners, our community partners, our church partners, all the individuals.
So the other thing is that someone had just sent me a text. When people come for help at Love Inc., do you ask them their immigration status? Do you ask them where they're from? Do you ask them why they need them? I mean, because people are afraid. We live in a climate now where people are afraid.
Yes.
And especially the people who need the assistance the most, mm-hmm. they're afraid mm-hmm. to come forward. And you know, like, the spirit that lives in me lives in this every human being, right? Yes. So when someone comes to you for assistance, do they have to be afraid?
No.
They do not have to be afraid. Love casts out, perfect love casts out all fear. And that is who we are. We help everybody. And we create on purpose a welcoming atmosphere so that people who have needs can come to a safe place and begin to unfold their lives. So you have to be able to trust people in order to really receive the help that you need. But even more so, transformation, you have to be able to trust someone to be able to say, here is where I'm at. And Love Inc. has done an amazing job with creating an atmosphere where people can come and do that.
You know, and the way things are going right now in our economy and so forth, too, some of this is first generation. People have never experienced yes. homelessness yes. before. Right. Or that even worse, some of the families have two working people in the family and still can't make ends yes. meet.
Or people are losing their jobs because of AI.
Because of everything. Yeah. True, yeah, absolutely.
But you know, the word trust means it's, I could do like 10 radio shows on the word trust, you know. Sometimes you buy a property and you're trusting the title company, the real estate agent, right. the closing, and you're living in a different state. It's all on trust, the laws of our nation and trust. You're flying in an aircraft for 18 hours going to the Middle East and refueling. You're trusting the people that work on that yes. aircraft. You're trusting the pilot. It's trust. And of course, you trust in God that everything will work out, right?
Yeah.
It's so important that people understand that there are still good people around that you could trust.
Yes. And really, I think that comes through relationships, right? It's built over time. And that's why we are purposely walking with our clients weekly to just help them move forward. And Ellen, you said something really key. One of our, you know, the biggest client sect that we serve are single women. And we know that there's a huge housing crisis out right now. So I just wanted to share a little bit about the organization that we partner with that sponsored us today.
Yes.
It's called CEDA, which is Christ is the Answer. And they have a program where they work with homeless men, and they live right on site. It's a whole program that wraps around them to help them get sustainable and then get into housing. Well, they have just broke ground for a place for women. And so this is a huge celebration. There are a couple of places in Brevard County where homeless women can go. But what I love about Helen's House is what they're calling it. What I love about Helen's House is they'll take any single woman and with children. With
talk about children. Helping keep people off the streets.
Yes.
I mean, you hear people talk about homelessness all the time, and then you say, well, all of us have a life with purpose. What are you doing to help the situation? Well, I don't have time. Well, Helen's House, they're making the time.
Yes, and they can even, they don't have to be clean. So that is something that's a little bit different, right? They don't have to be clean. They're going to accept them right where they are. And so they have broken ground on a 10,000 square foot place on Aurora. But because of the price of building materials, the project is at a standstill. They need serious funding. So I just want to call out to everybody that's listening today. This is an amazing way to really help get homeless women off the street. And so if you feel called to do that, their website is cedarescuemission.org. And we have seen a 43% increase in homeless women in the last year here in Brevard County. That's huge.
Yeah, well, you know,
Habitat for Humanity should make this a build.
Yes.
A chick build.
That one, yeah, a chick build. Well, bring the girls together.
Hey, we did it. We all went and we got construction boots in pink.
Awesome.
We all had like pink hammers and stuff like that. And we built like 26 houses in North Florida.
Well, put a call out. It takes one person to do it.
Yes.
But look at you. You don't have time, girl. But you know, this is when they say, can you walk and chew gum at the same time? People ask the politicians that all the time. Yeah. Well, maybe I'll send a letter to the White House and say, dear Mr. President, since you have so much money to send to Ukraine and other places, can you send some change to us in Brevard to finish the CEDA mission?
Need it.
Yes.
Why not? Because they all say, oh, can you walk and chew gum? Yeah, you can, but we need a little a little stream of income coming over here.
Yes.
Right? Why
and
not?
Believe
I
mean,
it's worth it, I think.
One of the best experiences, and I've
governor.
Never been, I haven't, well, I shouldn't say that. I haven't not been homeless in a long time, but my best experience was working with Habitat for Humanity because I was able to fix everything in my house.
Mm.
Like, I learned so much
skills.
Stuff
yes.
of how to
you
do all
empowered.
Those things, and I how was, to, like, totally, so, you know, light switch went out. I was like, no big deal. You know,
that's awesome.
I got a, could change a toilet. I could fix a little
well,
bit of air conditioning.
That's what volunteering does, right?
It, right, it changes you, it empowers your heart. You. Yeah.
So something. We have a couple of minutes left. Let's chat really quickly about a client story, a story that happened, and you all know it's a success story. Anything that comes to your mind?
Well, we have
a
quite
lot.
A lot.
A lot.
But
yeah.
I know there's not one.
Well,
there's one gal I'm thinking of right now. So we had a gal become a client with us, and she had not been out of her house for an entire year. I mean, out of her house. She was locked up in fear, and so we started journeying with her. We got her into mental health counseling. She said, I would like to get an exercise bike. Well, we didn't have, like, a stationary one. We did not have one at the thrift store, but we said, why don't you go ahead and come into the thrift store and start volunteering, so when one comes in, you can be able to purchase it at 80% off. The very next day, one walked through the door.
Oh.
She came in and volunteered and stayed volunteering. Her life was completely changed, and then she went and got a job at the Cumberland Farm right there in our parking lot. So she graduated as a client, and she's the most bubbly, outgoing person
yes,
you can
is.
Ever imagine. And she came with us having not left her house for an entire year.
Right. And for people who have everything, that may not be a big thing. But for this person, that was a lifeline.
Oh, yes.
You threw her a lifeline.
Yes.
So we have 2 minutes left. If one of you guys could talk about anything you didn't get to talk about
well,
and
tenth,
talk
yeah.
about this
yep.
one more time.
Yes.
Because we need to know how many spots are available, how many people can you bring, how many people are attending the event, and when is the close-off, the cut-off date, because you can't take all of Brevard, but the cream of the crop is coming.
So, September 11th is yeah. our September.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking of the October 10th event.
Okay. September 11th is our closing date. We want you to register by September the 11th because we have about 60 spots available, and they will go fast. If we know Florida is like, God, give me 2 weeks and then I'll do it. But our spots are going fast. This is going to be an amazing event. I feel like it's going to be like a family reunion just coming together. It's going to be so good. And so register by September the 11th. You can go to our website, loveincbrevard.com, and click on the annual gathering.
It sounds like
tab.
Bob Marley Festival, One Love.
Right.
God forbid I give this to the Bacosca people. They might all show up. And they're fun.
That's awesome. I would like to share one last thing. We are so, so excited that there's a Chick-fil-A grant out there, and we applied for it. And out of the entire Southeast, they choose 5 organizations to fund. And they chose Love Inc. here in Brevard County.
Well, my granddaughter is part of the people that eat there.
Yes.
And my grandson.
Chick-fil-A. Yes. But part of determining the amount that you get to win, they are opening September 1st through the 23rd. If you download the Chick-fil-A app and you click on rewards and then news, you go in and vote for Love in the Name of Christ.
Yes.
And that will determine, based on our votes, it's just one of the key metrics. It will determine how much money they actually fund. So we have an amazing opportunity, up to $200,000 to be brought in to help people in need right here in Brevard County. So we need the public. We need you who are
to
listening
do our
today.
So the lines are
app.
Always out the door and around the whole thing.
Yes.
You guys, we could just walk right through and say, hey, go to the app. Hey, go to the app. Hey, go to the app.
And we are doing that. We're going to go to some of the different locations
yep.
and tell people about
and after school every day.
App.
Right?
Every day.
So before we go off air, yes. if you could kindly give us your website, give us the information for the volunteers, people who want to partner with you, and most importantly, where can they go to register for this event? Because I know Sherry here might go home and tell her friends about it too. I know I am. My friend and I are coming. I have to tell her to register.
Everything you need is at loveincbrevard.com. When you click on, there's a tab at the top for volunteering. for wanting us to come out and speak for your church, or for signing up for that annual gathering. Just click on the sign and it takes you right to the form. You fill it out and you will be, your spot will be reserved.
And Christy, before we go off, you had mentioned before, people can call in and ask for a prayer.
Absolutely.
So people can do that with Love,
yes.
Inc.
Yes.
Because a lot of people are shy. They don't want to see people when they're at their worst. But they can call you all and you can pray with them over the phone.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So our phone number is 321-253-9542. Absolutely. We would love to pray with you.
And we're just so grateful to be part of Love, Inc. too. They've come on our show so much and it really
is good guys for us. Yeah. I remember when you were not the CEO. Right? And it was Joe?
Dan
Walker. Remember yeah. when Dan was on? That was at the old place.
Yes.
That was at the old show. So it's been a long time.
Well, you know, God works in mysterious ways. Amen. And I think if your heart and body and soul and your mind is in the right place, good things happen. And we've been able to attract the best of Brevard on our show and promote them and help them. And it just makes our life in Brevard better. And we make the citizens' life better as well when we give out fabulous, fantastic information like we do.
That's right. So now you can go on to CETA Media Inc. and type in Love Inc. and you'll find all of the interviews that Christy's done for sure. I don't know if we have the one from Dan that far ago, but we're going to listen to our sponsors real quick and then we're going to be right back with Sherry Tabbitt and Viewpoint with CETA and Friends.
That's right. I didn't know.
Jura is a family-owned furniture dealer featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. The delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County in Central Florida. Super Savings Sale happening now. That's Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at Cloud9, that's Cloud number 9, furniture.com. Again, 321-459-2473 for Cloud 9. Mattress and Furniture.
Welcome to MedFast Urgent Care. We are Brevard County's largest urgent care network. MedFast is now open at 7:30 a.m. every day. That's right, 7:30 a.m. every day. We will get you in and out so you can get back to your day. When you are sick or injured, MedFast is here for you 7 days a week. Think fast, think MedFast. With 18 locations, there's a MedFast near you. Call 321-MEDFAST.
Are you longing for a taste of Louisiana? Lizette's Cajun Bistro is the place to be. They offer Cajun and Creole staples as well as American, vegan, and vegetarian options. The restaurant is located at 2447 North Wickham Road, Unit 146. All menu items are prepared daily from scratch and made to order. Dine in or take out as well as outside seating. Live music on selected weekends. So the next time you have a taste for Louisiana, stop by Lizette's Cajun Bistro, 2447 North
Wickham
Road.
Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads, 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000 or visit them on the web at DixieCrossroads.com.
Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified.
There's something special about the place we call home. It's the place we live our lives, spend time with family and friends, and make our own. At St. Francis Reflections Hospice, we consider it a privilege to care for you wherever your home may be. We put our hands, hearts, and skills into providing high-quality hospice care in your home. To learn more about how we reflect life, love, and compassion, visit www.reflectionslsc.org.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. We just had an awesome segment here on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, and 100.7. Our great segment was with Love, Inc. And now, Ellen, we're heard online, and Ms. Shari Tabbitt is going to go on. People can tune in on WWBC.
Right, 1510, wwbc.com. You can hit that listen live button and get us on any one of your listening devices. Or if you'd like us to, you'd like to download it, you can download it within 24 hours right on that same website, 1510 WWBC. Hit the on demand, pick today's date. Of course, we'll also have it on our Facebook page, Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, and also on our website, SitaMediaInc.com.
I tell you, I'm on air and I'm getting information about somebody wanted us to do a PSA about purses with a purpose. That's coming up.
Oh, that's
in,
coming
in
up too. Yeah, yeah.
If you could look that up really
quick.
I will.
Yep.
Because we'd like to give Serene Harbor whatever we can to help with the ladies there and the gents and the pets and everybody else. But Sherry, you are my ABWA sister and I love having you on the show. And thank you for stepping up when one of our other sisters couldn't show up. I am so appreciative.
Well, you're welcome, and I'm really honored to be here.
Thank you. So you're doing a business that is amazing. You are giving people peace of mind.
Yes.
On your company. So tell our listeners a little bit about what you do.
Okay. Well, earlier this year, I started Space Coast Home Watch and Concierge Services. And the idea occurred to me, because I'm also a realtor, is my main job, that I was doing some home wash services for snowbirds. And while they're gone back up north, I wash their homes, make sure everything's good. I had an aha moment when one of my clients that was selling a house said, I don't know what my neighbors are going to do because we watched three of the condos in the building here. And that's when I Googled and found out it's really a business. There's a National Home Watch Association. So every 2 weeks, we go into vacant and unoccupied homes and do a thorough 21-point inspection of their home and give them a report afterwards of our findings. Giving them peace of mind when they're gone that their home is being looked after, especially like something right now where, you know, we have a tropical storm watch out there.
Yeah, and you're going to have a lot of people calling to say, go check this, check that, secure this, secure
exactly,
that.
Exactly.
But who would have thought that there was an actual business in home watching? Now, how did that come about? I mean, you said you were helping someone, but were you thinking about this for a while? Did you have a business plan? How did this come about?
I didn't. It was all of a sudden, I really just had an aha moment, Googled it, found that this was really a business, and in fact, there's 271 other home watch services in Florida alone. Of course, we're the highest state with home watch services, being that we have all the snowbirds coming here.
Yeah, and you know, a home is an investment, and everyone worries about their home when they have to go away or something is happening. And here you come in like an aunt, a cousin, a brother, a sister, a neighbor, the best friend, and you say, you know what? I can help you to secure your unoccupied home or your occupied home when you're not here. What is some of the feedback you get when people call you?
Oh, I mean, they're very appreciative because maybe they've been depending on a neighbor to go in or depending on a relative to go in. When they find out as well that there's really a business such as this, they're really grateful. Like we have some of our clients don't even live in this country. They live in Germany and parts beyond, and for them, you know, they're like half a world away, and knowing that their home is taken care of, that they don't have to worry about, say, if their air conditioning goes out or you know, their pool overflows or whatever might happen, they know somebody is keeping their eye on it. So, you know, kind of stop the damage before it's a disaster.
Right. And your commitment to your clients, you have integrity, you're very loyal, you care about the people you serve. Do you, the people that work with you, your staff, are they trained the exact same way you are trained to take care of the homes?
They are trained. In fact, we're accredited and certified, and right now it's just myself and my son Alexander working in the business. And the certification involved 2 days of intense training on hands, boot camp, and then we had to pass an exam to get our certification. And like anything, we have to take a certain amount of class, CEUs, to keep up our certification.
Wow. Just like nursing. We have to have CEUs all the time. So how did you come up with the name for your company, Shari? Space Coast Homewatch and Concierge Services. You've added on.
I have, because I thought there was more that I could really do besides the home watch. Space Coast, of course, was describing where we live. Here in the Space Coast. So the concierge part is people need all different services when they are gone. It might be I have one client that has 2 vehicles that are left here when they go back home. And every time we do the home watch visit, we drive their vehicles to keep their vehicles running. It might be the AC has gone down and we need to open up a door for a vendor to get in there, fix the AC, and lock up and make sure everything's secure when we leave. We can prepare the home for their return. We can go grocery shopping and stock their fridge, so when they get home, all they have to do is just relax because everything's ready for them. So it really is really, I mean, anything
one
you
stop
can think
shopping.
Of, exactly.
Well, yeah, I mean, and owning a home, you know, is an investment. It's, you know, building wealth and it's financial security. Nobody wants to go away and know a hurricane is coming and they're in Italy and everything is going to smithereens, right? So you come in because here is Brevard. We have a lot of vacant homes on the oceanfront.
Right.
We have a lot of vacant homes in Tortoise Island on the river and maybe Lansing, anywhere on the river. And that seems to be a problem when people leave. They're always worried. Now, we have an impending hurricane or storm coming. How will that affect your business?
Well, we are, of course, been monitoring it to see if there's something we need to do to different homes to prepare them. So we'll continue monitoring and we continue updating our clients so that, because, of course, they're listening to the news just like we are. And they're not boots on the ground, so we know the sun is shining right now, but if you listen to the weather, you know, it's doomsday. So we communicate that with them as we get updates, and if we need to go and secure anything beforehand, we will do that. And then after the storm, we will go back to their homes, do about a 15-minute check just to make sure everything is good. You know, they don't have any broken windows, everything's secure, there's no water damage, any of those types of things. And then, again, give them an update as we can of, you know, their home is okay, don't worry. Send them some pictures and give them the peace of mind that, you know, their home is intact, their investment is there.
Yeah, your peace of mind is a key here. But I'm sure you can also help people that are actually living in their homes as well. With the elderly population we have, I'm sure there are some people that are scared something is happening and they need the assistance. Do you ever help people who are living in their homes as well?
I have. We do have vendors. I don't personally put up, say, shutters, but we do have vendors, trusted vendors that are insured and bonded that we can refer them to help them maybe put away their furniture, put up their shutters. So we can help them in that way.
I'm thinking about one such person with a bad back, my husband.
I know that guy. I know that guy.
Because I went on Amazon and I got some of these things that you could secure my swing with, mm-hmm. but now I don't know how to secure it. Mm. So I have this stuff. So anyway, Shari, so what do you do when you do the inspection? Because when people have a 4-point inspection, you know they're looking for wind mitigation and this and that. So you have a checklist. You
we
start in the front door,
yep.
Check under the crease to make sure no snakes are getting and stuff like that. Then you keep going. Because that would be my number one thing. Right. Ooh, there's a crease.
Well, so far we haven't encountered a snake at home.
Or a frog. Have you seen frogs?
Just lizards.
Oh, okay, okay.
So nothing else so far. But basically when we drive up, we kind of assess the outside first, look around at the landscaping, check to see if there's any, you know, solicitation flyers by the front door. We take a walk around the perimeter of the property. We're checking that everything is secure, no windows are broken. From the ground, we kind of look, assess like the gutters on the roof, everything looks good. Once we're satisfied with the exterior, we enter the interior, we turn on the water supply, we run all the faucets, we flush all the toilets, we check under the sink, make sure there are no leaks, run dishwashers and wash machines, to keep those operational in the absence so things don't dry out. We're checking the temperature of your AC. Is it working properly? What's the humidity like? Because if it gets above 55% humidity inside, that's when mold can grow very rapidly. So we're monitoring those things. We also replace the air filters if they're handy. If the homeowner has them there, we also add the vinegar or the bleach into their drain line if they have that there for us as well.
And if you find something, then you obviously send pictures, contact the homeowner, but you have vendors that you work with.
Correct.
That you again, there's a word, trust.
Right.
People have to trust you to come into their home when they're not there.
And we are bonded and insured. So that's very important.
Yeah, I was reading all about the accreditation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so talk to us a little bit about that, because people might think, I mean, you just don't want any schmo walking into your house.
Correct.
Right? And
correct.
That's very good that you guys are accredited. Right.
Yes, and it's, you know, they go through the Home Watch Association. We went through a background check. We had to satisfy many different things, including being bonded, being insured. They approved our website because they don't want us to mislead what we do, because we're not a property management, we're a home watch company.
Mm-hmm.
So there was many different hoops we had to jump through to get accredited. And the next thing, again, we did was get certified, and that's really hands-on training. And I felt that was important, that I wanted to have all those tools in my toolbox.
Yeah, and there are so many benefits, too, when it's accredited.
Yes, yes.
And that's something the homeowner wants to know.
Because there are many companies out there that aren't accredited. They haven't gone through any kind of training. I call those the hobby home watchers. You know, we are trained, so if an issue arises, we know what we need to do. We notify our clients right away, and take care of it, whether it's having to call somebody in, whatever it might be, taking pictures for insurance purposes, whatever. I mean, we really do a lot. We also supply them with a report after our inspection.
And how do you work with the HOAs? Because that could be, you know, a little bit difficult at times.
So far we haven't had any issues.
Oh, good.
Well, and actually it
serves them well. If
exactly.
We,
yeah,
you're like a policeman.
Because I have additional a couple of neighborhoods that I have clients in, and their townhomes were taken over by squatters because they live part-time and somewhere else and 6 months here, and they came home to find out that there were 14 people living in a three-bedroom townhouse.
So now I'm security guard to her title.
But,
right?
But actually, companies like and you want to, of course, call Sherry first, but companies like Sherry are what helps home HOAs, because it keeps the rest of everybody else safe.
Well, I know when we lived in Tortoise Island, everybody would call Terry. Hi, Terry, the guard in the front. And we would even call him and say, can you go check my back door, make sure it's locked? I forgot. Oh, we're away in Canada. Can you make sure so-and-so is done? Oh, somebody's coming in. Here's the code to my garage. Let him in. And bless his heart, they did for us every once in a while. But having a service like yours would be a plus to any homeowner who wants that peace of mind.
Right.
So how can we help you to market your company? I guess you have to give us your website, give us your phone number so that people could write it down.
Sure, sure. And I would love to, you know, have somebody call me. You know, it's a free consultation of what we can do for you and to really give you an in-depth look at all the services that we do provide. My phone number is 321 503-5451. And my website is spacecoast-homewatch.com.
Right. And you still have your real estate license as well.
I do still have my real estate license. That is my full-time job, but this is kind of an extension of my real estate business. And like I said, this is family-owned and operated. And my son works with me in the business, and so your inspectors would be both myself and my son.
What an amazing concept to do this business, because you've seen what happens when people want to sell a home and they're not around. You probably walked into homes and seen toilets running.
Right.
You've probably seen plumbing problems, AC problems, and you walk in with a potential client to buy a home, and the first thing you see, it's not a good sign, right?
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
So, Ellen, how amazing it is that our friend does this, and you said you talked to her about this a few years ago.
Yeah, like 7 or 8 years ago. But well, it was right after she was doing her painting, and I got a few Sherry Tabbitt artist originals hanging in my home. So that was the first part, and we started talking about what else, you know, is out there. And I'm always a big person, like talents, gifts, and abilities. What do you have to offer the world? And that's what Sherry was talking about, and kind of like brainstorming the whole piece back then. So it evolved into this. And once again, congratulations and all the love and success in the world to you. And
yeah,
to the
and
family.
We have to spread the word, right? Word of mouth is the best form of advertising, and that's our job, to spread this word. And maybe you'll come to their event on October 10th as well and meet new people. Sometimes you sit at a table, you talk to two people, and you spread the word.
Right.
So for our listeners who are tuning in, we're speaking with Sherry Tabbitt, and she is the owner of Space Coast Home Watch and Concierge Services. And you really have to trust a professional to get that peace of mind when you're away. And it doesn't matter if you're away for a weekend, or you're away for a year, or you're away for a couple of months. Whatever it is, you will need somebody to let somebody into your home. And Sherry can do that as well. So if somebody who has like a garage open, a person coming, and in need someone to open the house and let them in, you can do that as well.
Correct. Yes. Yes.
And there's a fee for each service. How does one figure out how much each service costs?
Well, for the home watch portion of it, it's just a flat rate based on your square footage and how many bathrooms you have. And then if it's the other extra concierge services, it's really service by service and based on an hourly rate.
Right, and you do recommend that the places are checked weekly?
A minimum of every 2 weeks, because things can just go very fast. If your AC isn't working and it hasn't been working for a month, it's not a good scenario. So if we're in there a minimum of every 2 weeks, we can maybe catch it before it really gets bad.
Someone just texted me and asked me about pets. What happens with pets? You don't take care of pets.
We don't take care
of
pets.
But they can outsource that.
Right.
Not
right.
To Indians. Not to Indians in India, where every time I said it would outsource, I don't know why that comes to my brain. Outsource. They can't do that. But you know people who would help them to take care of their pets.
Yes. We know pet sitters, yes.
Well, and I want to say that about Sherry. She and I have been friends for a long time. Great resource of information. So whether it be real estate or something to do with your home that you need fixed, Sherry has a great little, I'll just call it a little black book of great.
Sherry's book.
I'm serious. Of like the best of the best in Brevard County that are affordable, yet, you know, quick and dependable and so forth. So when you speak to Sherry and her team, you're going to get not just Sherry and her team, but all of the dependable
people,
entrepreneurs,
humans
in town as well. Yeah.
Sherry, one thing about you, and I find this for myself, the minute I text you, God bless you, gosh, you text people right back. You're so efficient. In addition to having the concierge service and the home watch and being a real top million-dollar real estate agent as well, you're also involved in so many charities in Brevard. Where do you, I mean, people ask me where I find the time, energy, and effort, but where do you find it, and you're always smiling?
Well, I think just because, you know, when I'm involved in things in the community, you know, it has my heart, it's my passion, so it's just really easy to find the time. You know, I love Genesis House and what they do. I volunteer at Health First Hospice.
You were the Serene Harbor event with me a few years ago as well.
Yes.
I saw you there. And in addition to all of that, you're also with ABWA, where you and Ellen and I met. And it's a strong base of sisterhood. of people that help each other with their businesses or their dreams or their ambitions.
I actually met Sherry through live music.
So you're not going to say you met her at ABWA.
No, I mean, ABWA, again, is a great thing, but Sherry always used to come listen to our band, so, and it was fantastic.
So what's your 30 seconds spiel if you meet someone and they say, what do you do when they see your shirt and you've got a logo on and everything? What do you tell them?
Well, I tell them that I do home watch services for seasonal homeowners and snowbirds, and I give you peace of mind when you're gone.
Oh, peace, I swear, I hear that word peace of mind all the time, and I feel so good for myself, because even in nursing, when people leave their loved ones in a nursing facility, it's what they want. When you drop your child off as a daycare, that's what you want, right? And see, Tanji, you're shaking your head. You could jump right in.
You want that peace of mind. It's something about just having that peace that lets you trust the process and be able to leave your loved ones or the thing that you have that's valuable to you in the hands of someone else.
Yeah, we need to do a show just called Peace of Mind.
Yes.
I want peace of mind every day.
Yeah, but we want P-E-A-C-A-E, not P-I-E-C-E.
That's cool. Look at you.
We got enough of that.
Let's go, baby James. Let's go, baby James, with the two kind of pieces. Right. Now, so let's do a PSA, because Sherry is part of our...
That's right. Purses with a Purpose is a great event that's been going on for a long time to support Serene Harbor here in Brevard, which also helps, again, homelessness, domestic violence, all kinds of great things. Wednesday, October 11th, which is the day after your party. This one's at 301 Tucker Lane in Cocoa, Florida. And there are tickets available on their website, which is sereneharbor.org. And once again, you can buy tickets, and great event, always a great event, especially if you like purses.
Yeah, I spoke with Cora Perez this morning, the girl at Serene Harbor who was the event coordinator, and she said they've got spots left.
Yes.
I don't need any more purses.
Right.
I think I'll get divorced if I bring home any more things.
You could give
I'm
a
not
few
bidding
away.
On any baskets
okay,
because it's too much, because I was told, where are you going to put all this stuff? So what I've decided to do, just buy a ticket and show up, and like your event, you know, we help sponsor their show. We do it in different ways.
That's right.
Like at Bacasca yesterday, we made a generous donation because the Trinidad and Tobago Independence Party was helping. The money they raised yesterday will help young boys, youths, to play steel drums. How wonderful it is to teach children, keep them off the streets.
Yep.
So Sherry, we've got 1 minute left. Give us your website one more time and your phone number.
Sure. 321-503-5451. spacecoast-homewatch.com.
And we have that all on our website already, and as well as our Facebook page and so forth. So thanks again for tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, another fantastic edition. Make sure you tune in each and every Monday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on 1510 WWBC.